Hi, my name is Erin Tillman. I'm a dating empowerment coach, speaker, and author known as the Dating Advice Girl. For over 10 years, I've been empowering and coaching singles by helping them improve their social skills, communication skills, and get clear on their dating goals and objectives. Relationships are not one size fits all, but basic consent and respect are important parts of the dating process in order to have an exciting and meaningful connection with others. Listen, learn, and laugh with me on this journey of sex-positive self-discovery. Thanks for listening.
Here we go. Dear Dating Advice Girl, I hate the holidays. I feel like it's only for couples and people who have big families and kids. Any tips for getting through this time of year without wanting to crawl under a rock until it's over? Really great question. I have struggled with the holidays here and there. I think it's just there's such high expectations in the society to be this or do this or look like this family or look like this couple, and oh no, you're single. Like, there's like nothing for single people, like in terms of advertising or marketing and stuff. And so you know, I get it. It can be a really hard time of year. Not to bring it way down, but I do sometimes I you know, especially like homeless people or people who don't have a big family, like this could potentially be a terrible time of year for people who don't have a lot of people in their life. And so, you know, I think it's important to remember that not everyone has this experience of being around a huge family or having a husband or wife or a bunch of kids or that kind of thing. Listen, and not everyone wants that either, but I just want to say, I mean, again, in terms of like marketing and commercials and that kind of thing, it does seem like there's one holiday experience that we project onto everybody. Not the case. So I get this person's question, or this person's statement rather, I hate the holidays. And do I have any tips for getting through this time of year without wanting to crawl under a rock? Yeah, I would suggest be social. Because again, if you're single and if you're just in general not a holiday type person or just not into this time of year, is important to get out there, because there are a lot of people out and about. And again, there's a lot of single people out and about during this time of year, because it's kind of like, I hate, this sounds terrible, but you kind of have to be out. Like, if you're, like, maybe you have to go to a work party, or you said you go to your friend's party, you don't want to go, but you said you go. So a lot of people who don't want to be out are out as well. So again, it's kind of like an abundance of single people are out during this time of year. So go out there, because you never know, you might meet some other people who are also just hating the holidays as much as you are, and you might make a connection through that. You never know, okay? So be open to that. Try to be as social as possible. Don't crawl under a rock, because I think under that rock, you're still in that mindset of, oh my gosh, I hate the holidays, and there's nothing in your sphere. If you're in your apartment or house by yourself, there's nothing that's going to change your mentality. So get out there, because maybe you will have an interaction that will change your outlook or change your perspective, or you'll meet someone who you're like, oh my gosh, they get me. Wow, I can't believe they hate the holidays as much as I do. Or maybe you'll have an experience where you actually had a joyous holiday, and it was a really cool experience, and you're glad you went caroling, or you went to volunteer at a soup kitchen. Dear Dating Advice Girl, I'm newly single and just out of a 3-year relationship. Any tips for enjoying the single life in LA, especially during the holidays? Okay, this is a good one, because, you know, I do refer to this, I so fondly refer to this time of year as breakup season, because there are a lot of breakups that happen during this time of year. I think it's because, you know, the New Year's coming, people are reevaluating and assessing how this year went and how they want to start the new year, etc., etc. And so this is definitely a time of year where it can be hard especially if you're just out of a long-term relationship and now you're single and it's the holidays and it's all about family and spouses and kids and all that kind of stuff. It can be a weird time of year. So, suggestions if you're newly single during this time of year. Try to have fun. This is a very, very social time of the year. If you listen to my episode or to the episode before this one, my number one tip for singles during the holidays is be social and get out there, because single people are everywhere. You know, a lot of single people, even if they aren't people who are out and about usually, this is the time of year where a lot of people are, because there's work parties and friends parties and family parties. So this is a really great time of year to be single, okay? Because there's a lot of other single people out there and coming out of their apartment home caves that they might have, like, you know, barricaded themselves in. They're out and about during the holiday season. So this is a really good time to be single in that sense, okay? When you're out and about, don't have an agenda or timeline. That's a big, big thing I would recommend, because we do that so often. It's like we're, you know, dating really should be about having a fun date experience with somebody new, getting to know them, casual getting to know you sessions. That's what I say all the time. Dating should just be a casual get to know you session between two people, okay? And a fun casual get to know you session. Right, so let's move on to the next question. Here we go. Dear Dating Advice Girl, I want to spend New Year's Eve with this guy I'm seeing, but I don't know how to bring it up. Oh, I've been there. I want him to ask me to do something with him for New Year's. I'm kind of old-fashioned, though, and I don't want to ask him. Any suggestions? Okay, so this is a tricky one. You know, New Year's Eve, most holidays become this big, massive deal. You know, I'm going to speak personally real quick. The Dating Advice Girl is going to speak one. Can I tell you something personal? I don't like holidays generally. Like, I do feel like the expectation of everything in every way is heightened on such an unrealistic level so often that it makes people overwhelmed. So I feel your pain, single girl or guy writing this question. You know, New Year's Eve is a big deal, or we make it such a big deal, and it's like, you know, tickets to places cost a bunch of money, and you gotta kiss someone when the ball drops, and all this stuff. But so, here's the deal. You want to spend New Year's Eve with this guy you're seeing. Okay, great. So, how about suggesting that you go out around New Year's? So maybe you don't, you know, maybe it's, you know, you don't want that you're more old fashioned, which I totally can relate to as well. And so how about just suggesting, you know, gosh, you know, I can't believe New Year's is coming up. Like, I don't know, I'm not a huge New Year's person, but, you know, maybe it's cool. Like, you know, I'm around. So if you want to get together sometime around New Year's, then that would be cool. The other thing you can do is, you know, just mention that you don't have New Year's Eve plans yet. Dear Dating Advice Girl, the girl I'm dating told me not to get her a present for Christmas. Does she really mean she doesn't want a present or anything? Or does she secretly still want me to buy her something? What do I do? Oh, this is a great question, because I know a lot of the guys out there, and I shouldn't assume that this is a guy writing. It could be a lady writing about her lady. But a lot of guys specifically get really confused about that. I feel this person's pain. But here's what I would suggest, okay? So, if your love interest tells you not to get them anything, I suggest that you still get something small, okay? And listen, I'm not encouraging you to not respect your love interest's wishes, but I do feel like the holiday seasons, or especially like birthdays, holiday season, special occasions, are a time when people don't want to be a bother. And it's a weird time for people, because sometimes people don't want anything. They feel like they don't, or maybe, you know, the holidays are a bad time of year for them, and they have a like negative, they're more of, you know, like somber, or you know, they're just not as festive as you are during the holidays. And so they're like, no, don't get me anything. I don't want to celebrate. But I think it's just a really nice gesture if you get something small. Give a gift that matches where you are in your relationship currently with this person, okay? Let's talk about it. All right, so if you want to get your potential love interest something amazing, you don't mind spending, you know, dropping a little cash on them, you're really excited, you think they're amazing, you're going to give them this gift. If you guys aren't on the same page, like if there hasn't been like a relationship conversation or exclusivity conversation, or, you know, if it's not established where you guys are in terms of the dating process, you know, say you've been dating a couple months and you see a future, but they don't necessarily, but maybe you haven't even talked about it, what do you get them? It's important to have those conversations. Now, I'm not saying have a conversation before you go to the mall or go on Amazon.com. I'm not saying that necessarily, like, okay, now where are we? Okay, I'm going to buy this kind of gift. But in your next conversations, maybe throw out hints like, you know, I think this is going great. Or, hey, I want to invite you to my work party. Would you be interested in that, you know? Or, you know, my parents are coming into town. Like, would it be weird for me to invite you to hang out with us, like, for cocktails one night or something like that? gauge their reaction. If they feel like, if they have a reaction like, whoa, this is too soon, too much, I don't know if I want to meet your family, or just if they feel a little bit like that's rushed, if it seems like the reaction is a little overwhelmed, then match your gift accordingly. Maybe instead of buying something that's super expensive, do something that's like an experience, like a nice dinner, or, you know, maybe there's an experiential type thing, like you could go, like there's caroling, there's ice skating, like there's a lot of stuff like that. Like maybe do like a holiday fun time gift experience is the gift, where you go ice skating and hot chocolate, and then maybe you go hear carolers or go caroling or something like that, or go to a movie, you know, all of these things. Pick a few experiences you can do, but so it's just like a heightened date for you. So it's just like one step up from your normal dates. Something like that is a really great holiday, quote unquote, gift, you know, during the holiday season. That's not something that's going to break the bank, that's going to send maybe more of a message than you want to send, or might scare that person off if it's, again, like really early on in your dating process there. You know, do something that's experiential. Otherwise, something personalized is really great too. Now, personalized meaning, you know, not necessarily like don't get something engraved for them necessarily. Again, that's a lot of effort, and that might mean something way bigger than you want it to mean. But something that's like, oh man, you know, there's a lot of like, even if it was like a really nice card, or like one of those, I love those giant cards that you can like literally, or like a big poster. Those are so fun. Something like that would be really great, with a really nice message written inside, or, you know, maybe there's something they told you that they love. How do you deal with whether or not you bring somebody to a social gathering or a close friend's party or even a family party? Okay, here's the rule of thumb. If you've been dating somebody, you feel super comfortable with them, you feel like you want to introduce them to colleagues, family, friends, all those things, bring them out, okay? If they're maybe new in your life, but, you know, again, you feel like you've gotten to know them pretty well, you feel like they have some level of integrity, they're showing you who they really are, it's been maybe 3 months or more, although time frames are not set in stone here. But I would say the longer you know somebody, even in early relationships, the more you get to know them and the more you can, you know, make sure they're not going to embarrass you and get wasted at your work function. That kind of a thing, okay? So if you do feel like there's a solid foundation there, you'd like to see that person more, feel free to bring them to a work party or a friend's gathering or a family function. Now, if you are not planning to go that route with your new love interest, with your new crush, if you're kind of like, yeah, they're cool and all, but I don't really see a future here, you might want to rethink bringing them to something where there's a bunch of people who are close in your inner circle of friends or colleagues or family, okay? This is why. I think maybe it's not obvious, but I'm going to tell you why. Because the thing is, the holidays is a specific kind of year where emotions are amped up and things might mean more to some people than they might mean to you. For example, if you're dating someone, they think you're the best thing ever and they see a future with you, but you don't. It's really important that you don't start introducing them to everyone in your life, because that might send a mixed message, right? That might definitely send a mixed message to them, and they might construe that as, oh my gosh, this person wants to get serious. If you're going out of town, keep in touch. Oh my gosh, I can't emphasize this one enough too. For whatever reason, sometimes we go out of town and we're just like, we're in our own little out of town home family friends world, and we forget that we were dating somebody back in Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or wherever we lived, London, Paris, wherever. Okay, if you're going out of town solo, if you're going out of town to go back home for the holiday solo, and your love interest is back where you live, and you want to keep dating them, if you want to keep them in your life and keep dating them when the holidays are done on January 2nd or whenever you're coming back to town, make sure to keep in touch with them, okay? So many singles sabotage any relationship potential because they go out of town. They totally forget their love interest because they're all in their own world, just like, oh, I'm having fun back home. And they forget that that person that they're making a connection with, or were making a connection with, is still there thinking about them. Maybe they didn't go home, but even if they did, it's like, okay, if this person means something to you or potentially does, keep in touch. Phone calls, text messages, those kind of things are super important during the holidays if you're not with your love interest through the holiday season, okay? Keep in touch. I can't emphasize that enough, because what ends up happening? Oh, I'll tell you. You come back into town January 2nd, and your love interest is dating somebody else. Be honest with yourself and your crush, okay? If you are just not feeling things, you know, going in a serious direction, and for your love interest, like we talked about earlier, if your love interest spending the holidays together means a lot and it's a big deal and it means that you're officially a couple, then maybe it's important to have a conversation. Again, I did say this is breakup season. I'm not encouraging you to break up, but it's important to be honest. Like, if someone's thinking, oh, this is our first Christmas together or our first New Year's together, this means that we're officially official, and you're still like, I just want to have some fun, that might mean that your objectives and goals are not on the same page. They aren't aligned. And so it might be important to have that conversation during the holidays. Because again, if one of you is going away especially, it might be the perfect time to have that conversation. Because then at least you'll have some space if you do indeed decide that it's not a good pairing. Either way, though, let's talk about the bright side of that. If you're honest with yourself and your crush, like, you know, if you're really honest with yourself, you might be like, you know, I really do like this person I'm seeing. I really like them way more than I expected.
And now it's time for the Consent Corner. Tips, advice, and insights from my book, The Consent Guidebook. Chapter 7, Using Positive Reinforcement After an Encounter. In intimate scenarios, there can be situations where someone you like and possibly respect might misread and or not be tuned in to your nonverbal cues and unintentionally cross your boundaries. This is in no way meant to give boundary crossers a pass, but if someone does cross your boundaries and you would like to give them another chance, ongoing communication is crucial. In some cases, it is very possible that the person who crossed your boundaries might not even be aware that harm was done, or that you might have felt or still feel uneasy about a past encounter with them. If you are able and still want to give them another chance, it is imperative that you discuss what improvements can be made going forward. These conversations can feel uncomfortable if you've never had a conversation about boundaries with someone, especially if that someone is an intimate partner. Here are a few phrases that can be helpful when having a conversation about boundaries with someone you would like to keep interacting with. These phrases are meant to encourage positive and constructive improvements while keeping the shaming to a minimum. It would be great if you would. It makes me super excited when you. I'd really love it if you'd. I really love it when you. It makes me feel really comfortable when you. Is there anything you'd like me to do differently next time? The Consent Guidebook is available in paperback and ebook on Amazon, Google Books, iBook, and wherever ebooks are sold. For more info, go to theconsentguidebook.com.